Weeks after City Council approved an 8.52% property tax increase for next year, a new report shows municipal officials expect to see a $5.1 million surplus for 2023. As explained in the report, non-tax-supported spending is projected to finish the year $560,000 in the black, while the tax-supported portion of the budget is forecast to have a $4.5 million surplus. That's the financial picture as of the end of September. Some notable drivers of the city's financial position include $7.4 million in unbudgeted revenue, including a $1.3 million shortfall for parking services and a $1.1 million bump from Guelph Transit, staffing costs trending to $4.6 million below budget, and $600,000 less than planned for in utility costs. On the flip side of that coin, fuel costs are predicted to be $1.4 million over budget, and the social services bill from the County of Wellington, which provides services on the city's behalf, looks to be $4.4 million more than budgeted for. In approving the 2024-2027 city budget at the end of November, City Council used reserves to phase in future ongoing operating costs related to increased employee benefits, excess liability insurance, fuel and social services, the report states, noting a recommendation to council at the time recommended the first priority for year-end surpluses be to replenish those reserves. During budget discussions, city staff said it would take $2.95 million to result in a 1% property tax change. If a $5.1 million surplus is realized, it would reduce the tax increase to 6.8% if applied to the 2024 city budget.